sir. How are you doing?
Keith. Keith.
Yeah.
Do you have about 15 minutes?
15 minutes?
15.
Yeah, come on over.
Thank you, sir. Oh, I have an issue, a couple of issues here, with some glasses I got in here, and you were the gentleman that helped me.
Okay.
And that was on the 26th.
Okay.
And what happened is I got two pair, one a distance and the other one reading.
Mm-hmm.
And the reading was 3.0, you told me.
Uh-huh.
Thing. Well, what happened is after I got out of it, you said to come back on Friday and pick them up. I did. After that, I went out and I tried the...
The reading?
The driving glasses. And they worked great. I went over to, you know, I mean, they worked okay.
Okay.
I mean, there was a slight improvement in distance thing. Then on the way back, I decided to try the reading glasses out.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped at Sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
I went in, I put them on. I could not read, like, the labels on the thing.
Uh-huh.
In other words, I had to go that close. And for as far as any distance, I mean, I had to take them off to navigate out of the store.
Right. Well, you're not going to wear those for distance.
Yeah. Well, that is, my other ones worked great for reading.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is went to, that evening, mm-hmm. I went to CVS Pharmacy on Juan Tabo and San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked there back there to their reading specs,
mm-hmm.
and they had them so you could try them on.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried on the 2.5s, okay, and they were too strong. I dropped down to the 2.0s, and hey, they seem to work okay. So I went home and I ordered from Amazon some 2.0s,
mm-hmm.
and previously I was using 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the 2.0s worked fine, okay, and I have them here. They fit in the pocket where the other ones are, you know, thing. Well, then what happened is, the second issue is the exam with the optometrist.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there, okay, and I have some macular degeneration in my right eye. My left eye is flying,
mm-hmm.
okay. And so he looks at it and he goes, looks at my left eye and he says, oh, good, good, good. All the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then at the end he said, well, maybe you shouldn't be driving anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this is a thing. Then I went in to take my driver's test,
mm-hmm.
okay, on, say,
you went to go take the test.
Okay, but not the regular ones, one of the ones you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what happens?
The express.
MVD. Well, MVD
express
now. Okay, all right. Well, what then happened is they flashed up the eye chart, and it was so small, okay, as to be unreadable.
Yeah.
This has happened twice before. The first at MVD some years ago, I went in to do it, and I saw the same type of chart. And the lady there said, hey, just a minute, you know, something's wrong here after doing it. Oh, well, let's try a different machine.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tried the different machine, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last year, what happened is about the same thing that happened to you. I looked at the thing, and here's this little tiny one.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they said, oh, I didn't fail because I didn't try three times. I only tried twice and walked out. All right. Well, then what happened is here, I explained to the optometrist that there are some somewhat extenuating circumstances. Like, I'm not paranoid. They're kind of out to get you by getting you to fail the test. And when this happened, on both cases, I went into Nucenda and filed an affidavit, which is here. This is what happened. Okay? In other words, I'm saying I did not have a proper test. Now, the year before, Two, 3 years, I went in and took the test with my right eye. I can see fine. I was able to read not the first line, but the second line. Mm-hmm. Okay? But then, because of some kind of real strange parts of the conversation with the optometrist, I got suspicious, okay?
Here?
Yep. Okay. And as a result, because of you were the first one I did, I would like you to please help me interact with Eyeglass World to one I would like to get my driver's license. And they gave me a sheet.
So let me pull up your record here.
Sure.
What's the last name?
Payne, P-A-Y-N-E.
First name?
William. Bill.
Do you have any
It's Bill.
It's Bill. Any relationship to Winston?
No.
That was my dentist, Winston Payne.
Oh, yeah.
His name was Winston Payne.
I, by the way, I heard somebody up in the Navajo, there was two medical doctors working in the same office, one by the name of Payne and the other one Hurt.
In what?
Hurt. But
I had Dr. Zipper as my chiropractor.
Yeah. Right. Well, okay. Because they want to keep me from driving, okay? And they will do it using dirty tricks, okay? And so as a result, okay, I would like to maybe you interact with Eyeglass World to figure out how to get out of this. Now, I have not filled out the thing on the web, but this site is all posted, okay? And this is a summary of what happened. I will leave it with you, with here. And so you can go through, like here's me looking at the spectacles. There are the two sizes of glasses. I mean, just, look at
it. The reader ones, those are the readers, right? That's the ones you got for reading?
Those are the ones I have.
Yeah. I don't know. This is your
the other ones are effectively unusable.
The distance is usable, right?
The distance is fine. Okay.
I still can't find you here. Let me pull you up with...
And also, then I went back and I tried with the computer screen, and it's all fuzzy. Okay.
What's your phone number?
505-464-7123, and that's a cell.
There you are. It's Bill. Oh, they have it as Payne, B-A-Y-N-E.
P-A-Y-N-E, right.
P.
Huh?
With a P like Paul.
Paul P, right.
Yeah, they have you as Bill Payne, B-A-Y-N-E. I don't know why that is P-A-Y-N-E. Payne. That's it.
Well, okay, now, I would like to get to my wife, incidentally, came in here and got some reading glasses and also the driving glasses. And I tried her driving glasses on, and hey, it does work a little bit, but on the other hand, the frames were so small,
So on this, basically, all we would actually do is, if you're having an issue with prescription that was given to you, is have you revisit the doctor.
Okay. Well, I'm going to file the complaint with Eyeglass, and I will do that now.
It's not at a charge. They recheck you. There's no charge for it.
No. But on the other hand, it's another setup, they do the same thing. No,
I don't think it's a setup. Sometimes, you're indicating that you have macular degeneration. I don't think it's a setup. I think what we need to do is, if those glasses don't work, we recheck. If the doctor rewrites the prescription, we'll remake them at no charge. So if the doctor says, that was too strong or not strong enough,
okay,
because you're going to sit in the chair.
Okay.
And
yeah. No. Okay, Keith. I think the form that they gave me was here, but what I am saying is I did not get a valid vision test.
Yeah.
And this comes up. Well, I mentioned it to the optometrist. Mm-hmm. This comes up to something that Sandia Labs did, and it has to do with. I have included it in here. It's very bad. Read what happened here.
All right.
Okay, I will leave it. Not now. I don't want to take your time or anything like this. And this is out on the web, but
I don't know what this has to do with your vision.
Yeah, well, it has to do with spiking machines and have you all look it into the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the machine says this, it failed.
Mm-hmm.
What if the machine was rigged?
Yeah.
This is coming about rigging machines.
Okay. All
and
right.
That's,
yeah, I think the easiest thing would be you could just call me and say, hey, Keith, those glasses I got, I can't see out of them. Can you check to see if they're made to prescription? I say, yeah, they're made to prescription. Let's have you see the doctor again. The doctor would rewrite the prescription because you're telling me you can't see out of his glasses. So why would we want you to keep those? We want to make sure you're able to see out of
his glasses. No. I just want to be extremely careful, okay, because of this. And another thing, very personally, because of this article and things, I was fired from Sandia National Laboratories. The FBI investigated and came up with the memorandum for the National Security Agency saying, get rid of this guy. And so as a result, I'm just very, very cautious about this. And so let me think about it, and I will...
I don't know. You want me to give this to, or you want me to?
No. You can just
take. Have my manager look at it.
But I have the audio recording with the optometrist out there. So you guys.
Our optometrist? That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. But thank you. Yeah. And again,
The way I can try to help you, I don't want you to wear glasses you can't see out of. I want you to.
I have glasses.
You spend money with us, and I want you to have something that you.
I got three. I got three of them for $20.
But your distance glasses are good.
Yeah.
You're okay with the distance glasses. If you don't. If you'd like, I can take the pair of the readers that you ordered, and I can make those distance at no charge. Do you want me to make those?
No. Let's just not do anything.
Okay.
But right at the moment. But I appreciate you listening to me, and we'll move ahead.
Trying to come up with a solution.
I understand what you're saying for the solution, and let me think about
sure.
it.
Yeah.
Okay,
chew on it for a little while.
Well, no. It's not that I'm paranoid.
No,
these guys are, they're nasty. They'll come after you.
Yeah.
No, when I was working with Sandia, I was working in contracts with NSA, and this was for a number of years.
Yes.
Well, right at the end, NSA was going to make the big move and, kind of like take over Sandia.
Yeah.
And so what they had is everybody who was working on the project had to sign a document that you agreed that everything was secret, okay?
Yeah.
And they tried to get me, but I didn't sign it. I was in the spook shop before that, so I never signed it.
Yeah.
But it was scary because guys will send you the
prerogative. You don't have to sign anything. They wrote me up and said, sign this. I said, I'm not signing that. If you don't like it, then I guess I should.
They'll fire you out there.
I get the next summer, 3 months of summer on vacation paid.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to me, and we'll get back to you, okay, once I think about it and talk to others about what I should do.
Whatever we can do to
alleviate
your stress about not being able to get
it. Another thing great about those things are big.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm at the computer screen, I'm using these, right?
Yeah, those
here
are good.
I'm reading, so I go move around, and I go like this. Okay, or can exit sprouts, okay. But the other ones, they're so big that, hey, I have to, whereas these are kind of handy that from that one. Oh, one thing that I do mention that very nice.
Is your name on here?
It's on the
contact
it's, yeah, right. It's on.
Just so I no.
I commented to you.
Yeah.
But by the way, I had a whole bunch of these 1.5s. And my wife said, hey, you should try these with the blue filter, the thing. Boy, does that make a difference. I threw about $100 worth of the other 1.5s away without the blue light. But boy, that makes a big.
Yeah, the blue light helps less stress strain on the eye.
Yeah, I know. Well, thank you for listening to me, Keith.
Definitely.
And so I'll be back. And
all right, yeah. Whatever, you know, we can even put that blue light or whatever you need. We'll do whatever it takes on our side to help you. But I think it's kind of solved the problem.
But you know, it's not that so much as it's this other problem.
Yeah. Are you still fighting with the DMV to get your license?
Yeah.
Did you get it?
No. I just went in there and I walked out. I didn't say anything very much. In fact, I recorded it all, and they can listen to it and this, and I didn't just say anything, but I did go make the affidavit,
okay?
And I did make an affidavit the year, because if you don't make an affidavit.
Yeah. No problem.
Well, thank you very much, Keith. I mean, it is very nice.
If there's something that comes up.
Yeah.
That we can do to make, you know, I don't want you to have a pair of glasses you can't see out of.
Yeah.
And you do have a certain time frame that we can just turn them into distance only, or if the doctor rewrites the script, or if you, because in order for what we need to have a prescription.
Well, I appreciate the time you spent in helping me, okay?
Yeah.
And I was very impressed.
Yeah.
So I'm best over here talking to you.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, all right.
We'll be back.
Keep it. Let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right.